Hi, Camilla. How are you?
Hey, Alina, what's up?
Oh
What's
my
up?
God. I am so glad you came over so we can just hang out, have a night to ourselves before the New Year's kind of chat. And I wanted to tell you about this guy I met the other day. And,
Really? Wait. Alina met someone? Alina met someone?
I
Alina the hard
did,
ass met someone? I'm
goddess.
stunned.
I know. I just kind of really wasn't sure that I wanted to do that, but then a friend of mine showed me his picture, and he's a firefighter paramedic in the city of New York. He used to be a military medic, 6'5", from the floor, built. Oh my God, like a
Wait.
brick
Okay, so you're
house.
talking about him like you actually fucked him, Alina. Did you fuck him?
You have no idea. This is why I want you over here, because I wanted to tell you.
Okay, so this is juicy. This is juicy. See, you know all of my business, Alina, so I finally get to hear some of your
Yeah,
business, and I
exactly.
am
Oh.
okay. Oh, tell me more. I want to know about this hot
I
stud that you
know. Oh
met.
God. Yeah, so it's really weird, and I kind of never had somebody had that effect on me, and I talked about it a lot about, oh, alpha male, but I have never actually been in a presence of somebody like this in a long time. And it was just, he had that big dick swagger, you know, the big dick swagger that they have, like the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they present themselves.
Walking like he has three legs instead of
Yeah,
two.
exactly. And I thought to myself, you know, it's not me, but the second date, you know, he came over and I'm like, I need to physically be with him. And he didn't have to do much. He was just like the way he looked at me, you know, the muscles, the green eyes, the chiseled jaw. I mean, I just freaked out. And then I thought the way he looks, you know, I thought, who does he remind me of? And it's like Henry Cavill out of all people. And it was just like really strong face. And he has a British background, but that was, you know, he just
Superman dick, huh?
picked me up 12 inches, 12 fucking inches.
Wow.
And I have never been like penetrated like this in my life. And it was just, I couldn't get more than 8 inside me. And he was just like so good with it. He was so, I've never had so many orgasms in my entire miserable. And I thought, oh my God, I'm bisexual. I'm with men, I'm with women. But this is what everyone was always talking about. That, oh, babe, oh my God, Camilla, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, Alina, I have to tell you right now, it's kind of a little I'm a little tickled by this because you and I both know that we both have a thing about that term alpha male, how we just think it's just bullshit, because most of the alpha males we meet are just assholes who like to boss people around. And nobody bosses us around. So when you meet a real man who isn't like intimidated by your independence and your strength and the fact that, yes, you are a hard ass, Selena.
A little
You
bit.
are a hard ass.
Oh, look who's talking.
Well,
You make grown men cry and break them. Just you know what you
well,
do.
look, I'm a hard ass too, but you're a hard ass, Alina. And so the fact that you were able to meet someone who kind of swept you off your feet and onto your back with your legs in the fucking air is
All
a
the way
fucking
up. Oh
miracle.
my God. I don't know what to tell. I'm still dizzy. I'm still sore, and I
I
don't
bet
know.
you are.
Oh my God. And lucky that he's, you know, him being a firefighter, like his schedule is very, you know, intense. But
Flexible like you.
yes, but at least I'm telling you, I don't know if I can handle him all on my own, but I'm sure gonna try.
Well, you know my dirt, Alina. We talked about my dirt, so
Oh yes, we
I
just
know the feeling. I
I
know the
just
feeling.
can't
You
do
get
it.
dickmatized, hypnotized by
Digmatized.
the dick,
Oh,
and there's
that is
just
so true. That's a great word.
That's what I'm gonna call you now, dickmatized,
I'm
Alina.
digmatized, Alina. I am been conquered. I have been had. I have been just completely melted into a
Ravished.
puddle. Ravished. Oh my God, I love that soreness. of a big hard cock inside you that you're just
Was it thick too? Was thick, it thick?
Thick, thick. It was a baton. I looked at it and I thought, if this is how I'm gonna go, if this is how I'm gonna go to meet my maker, then I'm all right with it. It's just, oh God.
All of dick.
Yes, I know.
Stuffed.
Mm-hmm. I know. Stuffed and done. And I am so glad you dropped by and we chatted about it. And yeah, I think we have to publish it. I think we have to tell all the boys. And if they ever want to talk to both of us together about our experiences, they can, can't they?
They can most definitely talk to us about our experiences with men and their large appendages and their short ones.
And their little ones, yes. And what exactly happens in a cuckold situation like we are showing in our blogs. So definitely drop by and talk to Camilla, talk to Alina, talk to us separately. We know everything about each other. We can kind of ping pong you between us or talk to us together because this is where the fun begins. And thank you so much, Camilla, for dropping by. And I hope we're going to have a lot more chats about this together.
We will most definitely have more chats about this.
Thank you.
Alina, you know I love you.
I love you too.
But when you get a little wine in you, you start calling me Camilla. It's Camilla, girl. Camilla.
Camilla. I don't even drink. I don't even drink. I'm just an immigrant.
You don't drink. Okay.
I can't.
That's what she tells you guys. But anyways, come talk to Camilla and Alina. Two hardcore bitches. No,
hardcore
I'm just playing.
Hardcore. Over here. Yes, we can show you the way, boys. We'll tell you everything.
Bye.
Yes, bye, darlings.